Clear skies. Going to get a little cloudy later on, but we're going to be mostly sunny right now. 22 degrees in studio with us this morning as our monthly chef's table continue. We have Chef Norbert and Deb from My Chef Laura, and we have Chef Laura from Home Plate Advantage. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
Hi, Dominic. Good morning.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
That's when you'd really stop saying Happy New Year. What, the third week of January? So if you don't see it. Yeah, usually.
You know. When you start remembering to write 16 on
your checks.
Checks.
Right, exactly. Well, now we're into a new year, January. You know, a lot of things going on, of course, new things going on we'll talk about. But let's start off with Chef Laura. We haven't seen Laura in a little bit. And how are you today?
I'm doing great, doing great. I have been a little tied up. I don't know how many people know or don't know at this point, but I've relocated. Now based here in Plainville, so very close to the studio
right.
in Providence, a little closer to these guys as well. It's all good, though.
We're yes, it is. You're still very busy with Home Plate Advantage.
Absolutely, yeah. I still have a full cast of characters in my
realm
of cooking for
of
all people I love to death.
Since the holidays, how things are going with Home Plate Advantage these days?
Still really busy, still really busy. I'm already had a party. I have a couple more scheduled already, so that's always a good thing to go into the new year with. And, you know, my clients have continued with me, as I was saying. I don't know if we talked about it last time, but I have a couple more episodes of a cooking show that I did while I was in Stoughton on the air.
Right.
So that's going to carry us through the winter, and then hopefully in the spring we'll record a few more.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. I know that you shoot it in Stoughton at the cable studio there.
Yeah, I was asked, there's a woman who's a huge marketer in that area, and she contacted me and said, let's do a cooking show. I went, yeah, sure, why not? And didn't think she was serious. And we ended up collaborating with another gentleman who's very well known throughout the Stoughton Farmers Market, which is how we really wanted to base the show in supporting them, promoting them, but also doing the cooking part of it. There was nothing like that on our Stoughton cable, and we shoot it in a local home. It's a historic home that's absolutely gorgeous, and just about 20, 25 minutes per show, focusing on whatever's fresh in the produce in the farmer's market for that season, using a lot of the vendors. But it's called Get Fresh Stoughton. If you're in Stoughton, of course, you can get it, and there's a couple other towns you can get it on cable. But whoever is home at that hour, it always seems like they're always on when you're not home, you can get it on YouTube as well. So just Google Get Fresh Stoughton, and it'll come up.
What they have certain days that they're running, what do they run about two or three times a week?
Two or three times a week, Monday, Thursday, and Saturday, I think, different times. I don't have the schedule right off the top because I was watching on YouTube myself.
Right, right. Well, that's good.
It's just easier.
Now when did you started that not too long ago, right?
The end of last summer,
right.
The end of last summer, so trying to catch the end of the farmer's market. And it's been so much fun. We've had such a good time and just good chemistry between the three of us that are on the show. And it's just fun. Like, we do it in one take, too,
right,
which blows my mind. None of us have done TV before, and it's one take.
Do you use one camera?
It's one or two cameras, depending on who's available from the cable thing. Usually, the last couple have definitely been two. So one is a sort of a broad screen. The other one is a close-up on what we're actually cooking so people can see.
You don't use cameras overhead like the professionals up there, you know, on television. They use the cameras from
looking up. No, this is a very grassroots kind of show, if you would. It's very, very cozy, very comfortable, but nothing fancy on the shooting part of it.
Well, good. Well, congratulations on
Thank
this.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Going well. We have also Deb and Norbert from My Chef Laura in here. You guys are doing well. You know, we didn't see Norbert last week, last month. He was absent, but he is back with us today.
Yeah, I didn't know what to talk about last month, so I thought
he didn't know what to talk about.
Yeah,
that's rare.
Yeah, but this month I know what to talk about.
Okay,
so this is good.
And both of you, all three of us, had good holidays last month.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Now, with My Chef Laura, I know last month when you, Deb and Laura were here last month, I said that you were going to be kind of quiet, at least for Christmas, so how things went, you know, before that and after that.
Yes, well, we had a week between Christmas and New Year's. We took that off. We actually managed to really take it off, and we didn't have any jobs in between.
Mm-hmm.
But we started off with a bang. In our first 2 days that we came back, we had 4 meal services in the first 2 days, and we've been very busy ever since. Mm. So it's been really, right out of the gate. This is already starting as a busy year. So.
Yeah, and of course, Norbert is here as well again. During the holidays, was there any mulled wine?
Not only one, but I had 2 of them. Yes, and it was good.
Of course it was.
And it helps you to sleep in the evening.
It sure does. Yeah. It sure does.
After a long day.
And, at 9 o'clock in the morning a couple of months ago, what didn't really get into me to sleeping, but it was it made me more, like, relaxed the rest of the day.
Yes, it is. Very relaxing.
All right. Of course, we have our chefs here once again. And we also, once again, we have meteorologist Jim Corbin back with us once again. Jim?
Well, dazzling. This is a very quick update, Dom. We've got clear skies. The temperatures are climbing through the low to mid-20s right now across the greater Attleboro area, Providence, Plainville, Woonsocket, also Seekonk. We're going to reach about 30 this afternoon. Still a little gusty in the wind, so certainly you want to bundle up, but not quite to the extent of yesterday. Tonight, we'll have moon and clouds out there. The waxing moon is going to be a full moon this weekend. Hopefully, we'll be able to see it at some point. Lows tonight in the upper teens, back to sunshine tomorrow. Probably the nicest overall day of the work week, anyway, with a high of about 30, but light winds. And then on Friday, sunshine followed by increasing clouds. But if you have plans Friday evening and you have a choice of doing something Friday evening or Saturday evening, I highly recommend at this point Friday evening in terms of the weather, because we do look like we're going to get at least some snow and snow mixed with rain down along the south coast on Saturday, especially Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. Also some strong winds. That could linger into early Sunday morning, and then much better weather as we go into Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Okay. Sounds good, Jim. All right. We'll talk to you in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Our chefs from My Chef Lara and Home Plate Advantage are here with us this morning, of course, at our chef's table. First off, Deb and Norbert, you recently started up a delivery service. I think Deb mentioned that you kind of teased it last month that you were going to start a launch of a new delivery service.
Yes, we do. And we have been working on that since, I want to say, October, September of mm-hmm. last year, because one of the things we had to go through was a very, very difficult inspection by the Department of Health.
Sure.
We had to find a commercial kitchen which was available to us. We had to submit processes which are clean. And then, of course, the Department of Health came and they inspected everything. And we passed with flying colors. So now we have a commercial kitchen available to us. It is in Tiverton.
Okay.
And we are cooking in that kitchen at this time on Mondays. And after that, we deliver the food to anybody's home who wants to have the service. Very often we ran into the problem that people do not want to have strange people who are cooking in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So they rather starve than having people cook for them.
Mm-hmm.
But now with a delivery service, we can offer to cook outside and then deliver to them from our kitchen directly to their homes.
Hmm.
And the first customer we delivered to was actually a woman here out of Attleboro.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And that was a day after we had our inspection, and she said, "Oh, you have delivery service. This is so cool." And immediately we did do that.
Yeah.
Yes, that worked out perfect.
Now,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, who actually does the delivery? Do you guys do the delivery as well?
Of course, we do the delivery in person.
Okay.
And we are not sending anybody home,
okay.
But we also want to have the feedback. We want to have the mm-hmm. contact with the customers, and we want to know what and how they feel about the food.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the first time, yes, of course. We explain everything, how to do things and where to store it, how to reheat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time, of course, we go through the previous menu and ask them, how did you like this versus that? So that we are continually improving our skills with them
mm-hmm.
or our personalization with them so that they get the best food they wish for.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing all of that. And how can people get in touch with you with that? I mean, they go through the website as well?
Yes, and we have a new website. Yeah, ooh. And the website, of course, has a lot of information on there. It has the delivery service on there. It has mychef.lara.com on there. No, you have to find that first. Mychef.lara.com, then you are at the website. And the phone number is on there, 401-831-1657. And then you reach either me or you reach my answering machine. But that is how you can get in contact with us, and we are more than happy to schedule your personal delivery to your home at any point in time you want us to be there.
Hmm. Yeah, and one thing that I wanted to say, too, about the delivery service is that it's really an extension of our personalized service. It's not like ordering off of a menu or anything like that. It's really personalized to you. Just like when we cook in our clients' homes, we pay the same strict, careful attention to exactly what your needs are, what your likes and dislikes, if you have any goals, if you're trying to lose weight or anything that you're doing, if you have a medical diet. So it's really still that same personalized, customized service just for you, but we're doing it in another kitchen. So that's really the only difference.
Yeah, as going and looking at your website right now, very easy to do. All you have to do is just go to services, and the first thing is delivery meal. Right on there, you have your tax seasoning packages and all the way down announcing cuisine at your door, which is great as well. We're thrilled to announce that My Chef Lara is launching Cuisine at Your Door service. We'll deliver our custom meals straight to your home or office.
The year-round.
For more information, click the link right there as well. So that's really good. You're going into a new section right there, and it's very simple. Now you will cook just about anything that people really want, right? I mean, depending on what type of meals that they want.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always the tough thing. People always ask personal chefs what their specialty is.
Yeah.
And the real answer is whatever our clients want.
Mm-hmm.
Our specialty is taking care of our clients.
Right.
It's not about what we like, it's about what you like. And really, as I said before, paying very close and careful attention to exactly what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't know how to do something, we learn how to do it. We stretch ourselves. We really are always in a process of learning and growing and trying to keep pace with our clients.
I think that's one of the funnest thing about our jobs, too, is like we can think of all these things and come up with all these ideas and recipes for our clients. And then somebody say, do you think you could make this? And you're like, I never thought to make that, mm-hmm. but sure, I can make that. Why not? So it keeps it really interesting.
Yeah, it's fresh. Every day is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Laura, you've got, looking at your website right now, you've got a lot of a lot of different things on there too. On your main page, you were talking about the holiday things as well. But you in the past, I know that you were very proud of what you were doing before, and I believe you're still doing it. That you make all these great meals, but you also add some nice added features. Like the spa features that you used to do before as well.
Yeah, the dinner and massage packages.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah,
guys.
That's right.
It makes a great evening for anybody. And, I've done it for new parents. Mm-hmm. I've done it for just romantic couples who are dating. One lady had actually purchased that package for her husband. He was a tax accountant. And it was like the day after taxes. Mm-hmm. They had this beautiful dinner and massage and well deserved, certainly after tax season. So it can be for any occasion, any events, anniversaries, birthdays, just because, you want to have a nice evening at home. I have licensed trained massage therapists that come to the home. They bring the beds, the sheets, everything that they need set up in your home. You have a very relaxing 1 hour couples massage, and then they go away, and when you step out, and whether you just want to throw on your sweats or shower, uh-huh. or whatever you want to do to be comfortable, you come out and I have a 3-course dinner ready for you.
Not bad.
So a really nice evening.
It really is. And all three of you, you also do any time of the year. You also do gift certificates as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. Which is always nice. Because, if you know, it's something like down, you know, it doesn't matter what time of the year it is, you know, Christmas, holidays, whatever it is. A gift certificate to any service, especially with to you guys here, is always an added bonus as well. Now, when someone gets a gift certificate, what what basically is the first thing that some of these people will say? I mean, do you make the serve? Do you make all the food for them if they want it, and then, you know, if you deliver it, or what's some of the process on gift certificates these days now with you guys?
It's really the same process as any client, for mm-hmm. me anyway, that any client who would call me interested in my service, though usually there's a lot more excitement of, I got this great gift certificate.
Right, yeah. I will eat again. I'm eating it.
And it's funny, I sold three of them right before we moved, mm-hmm. and all three of them have called me. I got the, when can you come? So they're very excited about it. But it's, you know, let's have a conversation. What mm-hmm. do you like to eat? We go through the whole, you know, food questionnaire so that I really know what they're interested in. Mm-hmm. And even if that is just a dinner for two, I need to understand what's going to really make this mm-hmm. special for them. And then we set the day. We go grocery shopping. I arrive with all my equipment, cook for them, package it up, leave their kitchen clean. So the same as any service. It's just typically it's a one-time event, you know, because it is something special for this person. But I have had people come back and go, I got one. I want to give one to somebody, yeah. which is really nice, really nice.
I got it since Christmas, since last time you guys were here, I did get an email. In fact, they email me a lot of times here at the station. And they knew that you guys were coming back. And if I remember correctly, I just actually saw it this morning. There was a gentleman from Norton who was listening in this morning. His name is Tony. He listens and emails me every once in a while for songs. But he emailed me the other day and he said, ask them the question that he wants to know. He's a single guy. His wife passed away a number of years ago, and he's in his 50s or 60s now. He says he would love to have, you know, something like this. And he feels not ashamed, but he said that, can you just do it for one person? I said, I emailed, of course you can do it. If you really, do you do it for single people?
And
what's the size on that, you know, for
all the time. And it depends a little bit on the person's habits and needs. Mm-hmm. And see, I give you an example. We have that one gentleman I cook for, and we cook for, out of East Greenwich, mm-hmm. Narragansett area, and he is at home, and he needs approximately 5 meals, full meals, a week.
Okay.
And we cook for him 20 meals, and we leave 5 of them in the fridge, which he can eat during that week, and the other ones go into the freezer, mm-hmm. and then after 3 or 4 days, he takes the other ones out for the next week, and then he is all set for the next week. Mm-hmm. He is still going out with his daughter for certain lunches, and he has one day per week where he goes to a restaurant, to his favorite restaurants, but he always has meals at home, mm-hmm. which are completely prepared for his particular needs. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is 20 meals, and 20 meals would last him a month.
Right.
So there is that other gentleman we cook for, and he only needs 3 meals a week because he is a busy individual,
right.
and he is staying late in his office, and we cook for him also 20 meals, but he only takes 3 meals out per week, and he takes them with him into the office where he reheats them in the microwave,
okay.
and the rest of it stays in his freezer. We have the lady, and she wants to have 3 meals. And we do a special 3 meals by 2 portions for her, mm-hmm. and that is a fresh service. Mm-hmm. And we go there every 2 weeks. So it is very individualized, and if that gentleman from Norton would like to have a solution, he can definitely talk to us or Laura, and we will come up with a solution for his particular needs. And he should not be ashamed at all.
Right.
If he doesn't like us, he come on, I go delivery and then I put a HUD on or do something. Don't you worry, we will find a solution for your particular needs. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, this as I said, this gentleman who lives not too far from us, like I said, here in Norton, up at from the studio here, not even at the Attleboro line, he's been emailing me and calling me every once in a while on a weekly basis for songs and stuff like that. And the other day when he when I saw the email again, he said he loved the idea of you guys coming into the studio every month. One of the things I remember seeing the email again early this morning. One of the recipes that he tried and really, really liked by himself that at the house is making the egg in the scrambled egg in the yes, he did
love that too.
He loved that one. Yeah. But he also, on his own, he made the mulled wine, he said.
Very nice.
And he loved it. And he says now he will make a full bottle of mulled wine.
Yeah.
And the other day on Monday when I saw the email, he says he was gonna have that by himself. He was going to have that with something that he made, and he was saying that he made himself, what did he say? Oh, he made a homemade meatloaf dinner, and he was going to make some more mulled wines, but he does love this segment. In fact, he waits, he listens to this show most every single day, but he was telling me the other day, on Monday, he said that my favorite segment is the chef's table,
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, Tony is from Norton.
Thank you so much.
He lives near the Attleboro. He lives at the Attleboro line, right on the line, right there. And he's been with us for a couple of years now. Here in us. In fact, yesterday I got a message on the phone line from him yesterday who. He wanted to hear some song, and so he's out there. He's out there listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony, know too that all clients are confidential, so we're not going to share your name with anybody.
That's right.
So
exactly.
No one will know.
That's right. Exactly. Chefs Deb Norbert and Chef Laura are with us this morning. We're going to take a quick break here and be back with some more interesting talk about what to eat healthy this new year.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The ladies of the Annawan Lions Club will host their annual calendar dance at Hillside Country Club on Saturday, January 23rd, starting with cocktails at 6:30, followed by dinner at 7 p.m. For more information, call 508-824-0534. Hope Artiste Village, located on Main Street in Pawtucket, is the place to be on Saturdays throughout the winter season. Local vendors will be available from 9 till 1 p.m. at the Pawtucket Wintertime Farmers Market with a variety of in-season fruits, vegetables, eggs, and so much more. To find out what's up and growing each and every week at the market, visit the web at Pawtucket/Wintertime Farmers Market. Buy fresh, buy local.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket.
Hit
ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back with our chefs, and I was actually mentioning off the air right now to our chefs here about our friend Tony, who emailed us a couple of times. And I know Tony's out there this morning. I'm sure he is, and he's been very, very... a very good caller and an emailer, and he's, as I was telling to the chefs here, that he goes back to when you had our chef Mike here from the, our grass-fed chef,
Patrick.
Back in the last year, this past year as well. So there are people out there that, you know, try this, try all these recipes out there, which is great. And as I said, the scrambled egg, the egg in that in the microwave in the glass jar, which she really loves. And, you know, as I said, the mulled wine went down smooth with his meatloaf dinner, I tell you.
Believe me, this is a very, very good recipe. Yeah. I tested it long.
On the website, on the My Chef Lara website, you're talking about some tax packages that you have. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that is something very, very new, and it is coming to that particular season. Mm-hmm. And now that we have managed to have a delivery service, mm-hmm. we also were trying to figure out who might our ideal customer be and who needs food in the office because they are busy. And then somebody said, tax accountants. Okay, good. Tax accountants. Yeah. They have now, they have the heavy season from now until April 15th. Mm-hmm. And in the afternoon or evening, the first thing is they don't know what to eat. They have to send people out to get something. They always eat the same thing. After 3 weeks, they know exactly which Subway is around, which McDonald's. I don't even want to mention that name. But they
Burger King.
But they are not eating the nutritious food. They are not. And during that season, most likely they are overeating certain things. They have that hole in the afternoon where they are not having enough energy. They have to stay until 7 o'clock. Okay, all those disadvantages. So now we are offering a tax seasonings package. And we are calling tax accountants. And we have already several sign up for this service. And they say, okay, I love it. I love the idea. What can you offer? Okay, we are offering a tax seasonings package, which is we come to their office, we bring prepackaged, healthy, nutritious food based on their information, which they can reheat in the microwave or in a toaster oven in the afternoon in their office, and they have something healthy to eat every single day. That's our tax seasoning package, and that is My Chef Lara. And give us a call, and we will love to bring it to you.
The other thing, while Paul Healy is still here, I know Paul only eats, only has three certain items per day. I mean, is it healthy enough to have, you know, 7 days a week, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, Fritos, and chocolate milk?
That's just lunch?
That's just lunch.
It's not.
You're probably missing some vital nutrients.
I'm talking Skippy peanut butter, though, not just any peanut butter.
It depends on how quite how fortified that bread is.
Yeah, oat nut bread I have.
Yeah.
Gosh. I did have a serious question, though.
You serious?
Honest to gosh.
Okay.
I heard an ad for another new service that they is for people who don't want, as you mentioned earlier, strangers cooking in their home.
Yep.
Nobody has a problem with Deb or Laura. Norbert?
Well, we're not strange.
exactly right. But what they do is they deliver the ingredients for meals in prepackaged little thingies.
Yep.
So, you know, the right amount of sugar, the right amount of flour, whatever, the right amount of spice and season, and you cook it yourself. Mm-hmm. Do you guys do anything like that, or any way to break into that market, try to steal some of that market share from them?
No.
I do not want to break into that market. I do not want to steal anything from that market. I do not want to waste that much packaging.
Good for you. Yeah.
I do not want to make FedEx or UPS rich on this one because the shipping cost is outrageous.
Wow.
And there are other things I could say on the air, which I wouldn't, because everything should be preparable within 20 to 25 minutes, but when you really do it, it takes you an hour, and so on and so on. What? So I do not want to compete with that. At least that is our position. Oh, yeah. We discussed it at length. And no, we don't.
And so when you get tired of having to deal with all the packaging and the high delivery prices, give us a call.
Excellent. Good answer.
We can help you.
Very good answer.
Well, plus the fact that, I mean, as personal chefs, we are very personal with our clients in the sense of their needs for food. So you get this nice little package, but three of the things you can't eat, and now the recipe doesn't taste like the recipe is supposed to because you've left out three of the major ingredients because you didn't like them, or you have allergies, or, you know, there's other issues in your diet. Whereas we've already done that for you. We've sorted through all the ingredients. We know what's in there. We've got exactly what you like in that dish. And you don't have to cook it.
Excellent. Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect.
Your caller or emailer on last Monday?
Yes.
Big fan of the mason jar omelets.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They work. They work. Carol and I were able to do that, and they were delicious.
And they're the eggs come out so fluffy.
Yes.
Very fluffy.
They're really nice.
Yep.
You would never think. You know, it's not my preferred method of cooking almost anything.
Yeah.
But that one is
work.
really good.
Gosh. And then the last question on frying pans. In our house, frying pans are usually used as weapons by Carol against me. Should she go with the overhand motion when punishing me or the underhand kind of sidearm approach with the frying pan?
It depends on the time of the day.
Okay.
And
the transgression, I imagine.
Yes, the infraction.
Right. And the severity and how bad you've been, you know, basically.
Gosh.
See, personally, the cast iron, I would go low because it's heavier. You don't want her to throw her shoulder out.
Good.
But if it's a lighter one, go overhand.
Okay. Good. Yeah. And if it's Teflon, it kind of hits and slides off your head.
Exactly.
Does less damage.
Yeah.
All right. I love this feature, too. It's a great feature once a month every Wednesday. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right. So do you still use the splatter screen? the splatter screen on top of those. Those. The other thing is that you also are doing as well is I know you guys emailed me recently about this time of year, the cold and flu season. You know how to do certain foods here, eating right and eating healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the important thing at any time of year, but this time of year, you know, people can be run down and, you know, it's dark and it's cold and people are susceptible. We're also packed together indoors and germs get spread around. The important thing is to take care of yourself, to boost your immune system by eating a really good variety of fruits and vegetables. You know, make sure you get good nutrition. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, everybody with the New Year's resolutions and all of that, about what, you know, really thinking about what does it mean to eat healthy. It's really about supporting your body, making sure that you eat nutritious foods, and, you know, also getting enough rest is really important. But, you know, good, fresh, wholesome foods.
Are you great?
Yeah, and on the Home Plate Advantage website, you also have some dinner options as well, some healthy ideas. You've got some baked salmon with spinach and feta cheese, a low-sodium chicken and lemon sauce, and some gluten-free recipes as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and it's, you know, again, it is all individual and all personal mm-hmm. because every person's needs are different, but I totally agree. The more colors that you can get on your plate,
exactly.
the more variety of foods that you're going to get, the more nutrition you're mm-hmm. going to get, which is going to help fight, you know, all those buggies that are out there
yeah.
while you're commuting, while you're locked in an office, while you're, you know, dealing with the kids, whatever the case may be in your life.
Yeah, and all of you also, you know, as you said, you're doing a lot of great work for some of these people out there. And both of you, you know, all three of you, you know, cook all these particular people, you know, for particular items that you have for, you know, whether they're vegan, vegetarian, what have you. Weight Watchers, you have some items on your website, too, that you talk about that, which a lot of people, you know, if they want to get healthy, try some of these, you know, instead of going to all of these other mm-hmm. These other fad diets and these companies, yeah. you can go to your websites and find it like on your websites as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's you know, one of the things that people have a problem with is we're constantly being bombarded by, you know, claims that such and such a food is healthy, or, you know, there'll be a fad of like no fat, and then all of a sudden it's no carbohydrates and this and that. But it really is about balanced diets, eating whole foods that are not overly processed. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things that it can be a gluten-free brownie, and okay, so it doesn't have gluten, which is seems to be the bugaboo of the moment. But if it's full of sugar and it's full of, you know, of overly processed ingredients, then it's probably not going to be as good for you as if you eat some fruit, you know. You know, think about if you are pick up a box and you can't pronounce the ingredients, is it what you want to put in your mouth? I mean, really think about that. You know.
Yeah, and one thing that when you're talking about that, I remember being at Chef Norbert's home recently when you had that dip that everybody went crazy for. I mean, and you had the recipe on your website recently as well.
That is right. That was the Ginger Joy.
Oh my God,
yes,
that was
Ginger
so
Joy.
Delicious.
Yeah.
My God, that thing that went so fast. I mean, it was just so. I haven't tried it myself because I'd rather have Chef Norbert do it myself. You know, really.
It was nutritious.
Yeah.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you eat it every single day, it is not good.
Of course not.
So it is a question of variety and supplementing the things with other colors.
Mm-hmm.
This was yellow. Now you need something in orange, maybe a carrot, or now you need something in green. And go through the colors, and as soon as you go through the different colors, you have your nutrition.
Yeah, with that, I know that you, at that bar event that you had, you also had, you know, other things like, well, you had that the other dips that you had, you know, the hummus dip, you know, which is very healthy as well. One thing that I know, I got to ask Laura this one, shrimp vindaloo?
Yes.
What is that?
It
sounds interesting. Sounds good, though.
Yeah, it's an Indian dish that's just fabulous with a lot of different spices. I mean, the Indian culture, they're known for multiple spices within a dish. Not necessarily spicy, but vindaloo tends to have a little bite to it. But, you know, there's a lot of Indian dishes that are not curry. There's a lot of Indian dishes that are not spicy.
Right, and that's a Weight Watchers choice, right?
It is, and it's so good. That one is done with acorn squash and the shrimp and a whole, I think there's 10 different spices in there. Little bit of vinegar and just absolutely delicious. Cooked down, I think a little broth in there too. Can be done vegetarian, you know, with a vegetarian broth if someone eats fish but not chicken. Always happy to adjust. But it's just, it's so good.
I mean, acorn squash is delicious. One thing that I enjoy cooking is the spaghetti squash.
You
put this in that, you know, whatever you have the brown sugar in it or whatever is what I will do something like that. Just had some last week, and you know, and it's you know what I haven't had in a while, and I think I mentioned this last time. I always mention this because I miss it all the time. Is the quinoa? I said it right. Oh my God, I said it correctly! Yay!
We can teach you.
Yes, you can. That's exactly where I heard it first. Yes. My wife had gotten some. Haven't had it in a bit now, but mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that now I can say it correctly now, yes. So which is good.
Can I touch on the spaghetti squash?
Yeah.
If you watch Get Fresh Stoughton, there is a recipe for spaghetti squash cake.
Spaghetti squash cake.
So if you watch the show, you'll see how it's made, and then the recipes are on the website for Get Fresh, which you'll see at the end of the show. So little.
Yeah, and some people, tidbit. You know, will have. Sometimes some people will put the spaghetti sauce in it, you know, make it. But mm-hmm. I don't know. We just tend to put it in the oven. And put a little bit of the butter and the mm-hmm. the brown sugar. I put a little bit more brown sugar because I don't know. Just mm-hmm. And then you just scoop it out and just eat it like that. All right. Here's another guy who enjoys eating all the time. Meteorologist Jim Corbin back with us once again.
Yeah. Wait. I'm 500 pounds, right? Is that what
yeah.
you're saying?
Yeah. And while you started listening to the show at 9 o'clock this morning, you're 500 pounds.
That's right. No, but it's a great conversation. Actually, I had a question, and there's a guy that's in the building right now that is against these, which I'm not. Is microwave ovens. And I've heard people say, I'm afraid, and I use microwaves. I used to cook a lot more than I did, and I your services that you all provide is great, cooking for people and everything. But what is it about some people are afraid of microwave ovens that when you, in other words, you have store it in the freezer, you've already cooked something for someone and tell them to store it in the fridge, you know, in the freezer for a week or two or whatever. Are there concerns about microwave ovens, the way they heat up food, or is that a myth?
Yes, it is a concern. And it is a concentration of heat in certain locations of the food. So a food which you overheat with a microwave can be, at the very same time, burnt and still frozen. So one of the disadvantages of the microwave is that concentrated heat in certain locations. But you can overcome that. So we can actually offer, or we do offer, that heat that food can be taken out of the freezer and then with a setting of defrosting.
Okay.
First defrost it with a less concentrated heat, and then when you heat it, actually you do have on your microwave, you have so-called power levels.
Yes.
And not a lot of people know that on their microwave they have power levels. And when you start the microwave, after starting it, you can choose your power level. So we always recommend do not take the highest power level to reheat your food, but let it run a minute longer, but go to 60% or 70% of your power level, and then it is heated throughout compared to high energy in certain locations and no energy in other locations. That is the only major difference I can see to a microwave, and that's a disadvantage. However, if you can manage that disadvantage, you minimize it, and you have very, very good reheated food, even from a frozen stage. It is possible.
Lady? So it's best to go to the defrost or lower stage first for a little while, and then finally do the final heating.
Correct.
Well, I think in the past there was an issue with radiation, too, that, you know, they were higher radiation, they weren't built as well, but they've so improved the technology. But the benefit, too, is if you really don't have a microwave, don't like the microwave, we'll give you alternate directions for stovetop or oven.
So your cooked food that you provide for people or, you know, groups of people, they could conceivably put it in just like a large pots and just cook, you know, heat it up that way, right? As well. And again,
sure.
Believe you me, I love my microwaves, but I'm not, you know. But it could be done the old-fashioned way, right?
Sure. Yes.
Oh yeah, and we make it even easier than that because, you know, I know at My Chef Laura, I'm not sure what Laura uses, but at My Chef Laura, we use a kind of container that can actually go right into your oven. So if you want to warm it up in your oven, you can do that too. You don't even have to put it in your microwave.
And what about like steaming certain things? Is that good as well?
Yeah, steaming is a good cooking method, but we do that for you.
Yeah. So it's also, and I'll end on this, and I'll have a quick weather forecast, and then again, great conversation about this as always. Is there such a thing as a difference between heating up in a microwave something that's already cooked and heating up something that has not been cooked, like a piece of meat that's not cooked, and you throw it in the microwave? Is that almost the second part? Is that the worst thing you can do?
Yes.
I would not recommend it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. And make sure that it's really...
In other words, I've never done it, but I've never thrown in a raw steak into a microwave,
don't.
Right?
Don't. Yeah, no.
Don't do it. No, not at all. No.
Because
you can try it and let us know next month.
And everything else.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said, Jim? Norbert said you can try it and you can tell us how it was next month.
Anyway, again, thanks for the information. Again, very quickly, we've got, again, bright sunshine out there. It's going to be cold, breezy, not as bad as yesterday in terms of temperature and wind. Our next chance of precipitation, starting to look now, it's about midday on Saturday. So until then, it's just dry and chilly, typical for mid-January. Still the potential, though, for several inches of snow. I'll have another update again tomorrow morning.
All right, Jim. Sounds good. Well, thanks for the question, and we'll talk to you in the morning.
Right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay. All right. One thing you don't want to do is put a raw piece of steak in a microwave. No. If you're going to do it, put it on a grill or stove or whatever it is.
Yeah, put it in the oven.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Of course, some of our vegetarian people out there are probably like, what? What are you talking about? You know, the nutritious meals, of course, very, very important throughout the year, anytime. It doesn't matter what it is. Healthy things going out there as well. When I was reading something that Deb sent me recently about Chef Lester. You had something on your.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was something that I read earlier about different foods. You also has are different foods healthy, like which I recently started liking kale. My wife mm-hmm. makes the kale soup, but sometimes if you eat it, it's like in moderation everything, right?
Right. Well, I think I sent you an article. It was written.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember. Who wrote it? It was printed in the Washington Post. And
right.
Lester Esser, who's another personal chef, he's based in Boston. He had posted it on his Facebook page, and I read it, and I thought, what a great distinction. They were talking about the difference between what is healthy and what is nutritious. And we talk about foods that are healthy. And the problem is then you get fixated on one kind of food mm-hmm. or whatever. But instead, you have to look at what food is nutritious. So are you eating a variety of nutritious foods? Only we can be healthy. The food itself isn't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Only we can be healthy, or the plant that it grew from or the animal that it grew from could be healthy, when it was growing. But it's us who are trying to increase our health by eating nutritious foods.
Mm-hmm.
So if we stop putting that label onto foods of whether it's healthy or not, then it actually is going to help us to make good choices in what we eat. And I thought that was a brilliant point. Just start thinking about our food in a different way. Is it really nutritious?
Yeah.
You know, like I was saying before, the processed food, things that have ingredients you can't pronounce, things that have been stripped of essential nutrients by the processing process, that's not going to increase our health. Whereas foods, a kind of rule of thumb is shop around the edges of the grocery store. You know, you go through the produce, the fish, the meat in the back, and then the dairy. It's fine. All the things in the middle are the ones that tend to, where we can run into some problems mm-hmm. there. So that was the article that Lester had had posted, and I thought it was a really good.
Well, I think the greatest example, too, and it's so true that people think, oh, I can buy the fat-free things,
yes.
and it'll be so
yes.
much better because
yeah,
I'm cutting
yeah.
out the fat. And, the half and half was the perfect example.
Yeah.
If you look at half and half, it's cream and milk.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the fat-free half and half, it's 74 ingredients.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
A lot of them
with
are...
With sugar and
yeah,
preservatives
and
thickeners, and it's just like...
Yeah, gums.
Just eat the fat.
Yeah.
Or have less of it. You know, have
yeah.
some, but have less of it. That's the other thing some moderation in all things is a good rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have half and half in your coffee. Just don't have tons of it, you
right.
know.
And not coffee with your cream, but a little
yeah.
cream with your
right,
coffee.
Right,
yeah.
your coffee,
exactly.
or if you if you drink 6 cups of coffee a day, maybe half and half isn't going to be the best thing. But that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have cake, but don't have it every night. Have it on have special treat.
Mm-hmm.
Have it as a special treat.
Yeah,
believe in cutting out anything.
Right,
altogether.
You can have the cake on Valentine's when you get a gift certificate for that from Laura's
that's
company.
That's right after
well.
Your massage.
That's right after the massage. There you go.
Well, speaking of Valentine's Day, may I do a little plug?
Sure.
I've been asked to do a brunch at Vinovations. It's a wine shop slash event center. It's actually in Sharon on Route 1, so Providence Highway. It looks like it's an industrial park, but there's a shop there. So they have very unique wines. It's kind of that farm-to-table of wine, so you're not going to see all the standard wines that you go into a store. You can sign up for their wine clubs and stuff, too, and they'll be, you know, telling you a little bit about that. But it's, I think they have 30 or 36 wines on tap that you can taste while you're there and pair it with the brunch that I'm going to be cooking. So if you're interested, go to their website, vinovations.com. They're also on Facebook, and just keep an eye out. Tickets should be available, if not today, very, very shortly. And it should be a really nice event, 12 to 2.
I think I kind of know where that is. It's up on Route 1 past the stadium, right?
It's past the stadium, just past the, it's past the ice skating rink on the way heading north, but before Sharon Fence.
Okay, yeah.
So it's exactly in that strip right between those two lights,
Where the Irish restaurant is up on the left-hand side.
Yeah, so if you get to, what is that, Murphy's?
Something like that. It used to be a pancake house years ago, yeah.
Yeah, oh gosh, I can see the name too. Yeah, if you get to that restaurant,
Whatever it's called. It's on the right or the left?
Vinovations is on the right, so it's on the northbound side.
Okay.
Yep.
And now I know where it is. Yes, because we went by that way last week. We were heading up to Route 1. I know exactly where that place is.
So Vinovations. It's 12 to 2, Valentine's Sunday. So go to church, swing by for some brunch, and then, you know, still be able to go home and relax.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I think I bring my glasses.
Yeah, really. At least a couple of glasses.
A couple of them.
All right. We're going to take one final break here. Be back with, we'll wrap things up here on this Wednesday edition with our chefs.
The Attleboro Public Library is currently hosting the exhibition, The Holy Quran, From Antiquity to the Modern World and the Digital Age. The exhibit will be presented on the library's second floor. The exhibit will include antique copies of the Quran, Quran calligraphy in metal, wood, and ceramic tile, and foreign language translations of the Quran. The exhibit will run until January 30th. This event is sponsored by the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The ladies of the Annawan Lions Club will host their annual calendar dance at Hillside Country Club on Saturday, January 23rd, starting with cocktails at 6:30. Followed by dinner at 7 p.m. For more information, call 508-824-0534.
All right, we are back with you at just about 5 in front of the hour. We have our chefs back with us for the next few moments. For all three of you now, we're into 2016. You talked about the delivery service and the tax seasoning packages. Any new things that Home Plate Advantage is going to be doing this year?
Not yet, but, I think going into 2016, it is something that I want to focus on, and certainly not losing any of the great services that I offer, but just kind of reevaluating and figuring out what the next direction is going to be for me. Maybe this partnering with Vinovations might be a new venue for me of doing some really fun events there, but, I think it's time to, think about some fresh ideas. And if anyone has suggestions or ideas, I'm always, willing to listen to my clients, of course, and potential clients. But nothing, we've got the show, we've got this, we've got all kinds of things going on.
Based in Stoughton, here's the TV show.
And we'll see.
Yeah. And
TBD.
How can people get in touch with Chef Laura McCool?
Yeah, I definitely go to homeplateadv.com. That's my website. But don't go there till this afternoon. I have to update it. The move kind of set me back a little. Or 508-423-5071 is my phone number. I'm on Facebook as well. So any of those venues.
And Chef Deb and Norbert are here as well. Any new things coming up besides all the stuff we've been talking about?
Sure, all the time.
We're always
all
on the move.
The time.
Always on the, especially
we are
Norbert, always on the
brainstorming.
Move.
We are always trying to do something nice, something exciting. We have the conference coming up in July in Providence, which is the United States Personal Chef Association conference.
Center, right?
At the convention center, and we will be there. And we are working right now, after the tax packages, we are working on a sale box. What is a sale box? Yeah, people who are going out and go sailing for a couple of days, guess what? They need food out there, and they want to have prepared and health, I want to call it healthy food, from us out there. And we are preparing a sale box for them, which is already prepackaged for 3 days, and it is frozen. They take it with them out there, and they heat it up in the microwave, and poof, magical foods. And Dominic, for you, I have something very special. I have my little cooler here, and one of the things in there is a refrigerator thermometer. Oh, and as you can see, it is at 38 degrees. 38 degrees, and 38 degrees is perfect for transportation. I just wanted to make sure that it is. And I have food in here, too. And guess what is in there?
I have no idea what it could be.
Quinoa!
Oh, my God. Yes, there you go.
So it is a roast salmon with home-grade mustard crust, quinoa leek pilaf, and a Parmesan coated cauliflower. And it is frozen, and you listen to the show, and you know how to reheat it
now.
The reheating instructions are on top of it.
Yes.
And then you can test it out and see what the tax accountants actually would get.
Yeah, exactly.
If they would eat it.
Nice. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having us.
Oh, this is once again, I want to thank everybody. And as far as My Chef Lara, how can they get in touch with you with your new delivery service as well?
MyChefLara.com. That's the website. And the phone number is 401-831-1657.
And of course, anything else that you know, we'll get you guys back in studio for next month as well.
Oh, we look forward to it.
And it'll be probably about the same time, probably just after Valentine's Day, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Well. And once again, I want to thank all you fine folks once again for joining us. And of course, they're online, HomePlateADV.com and MyChefLara.com.